though, taking place in Sri Lanka. For the past quarter of a century, the Tamil-speaking people in Sri Lanka have been fighting for their freedom against successive oppressive governments. My team were out and about yesterday to join in the protest that's taking place in central Durban, where a team of people got together, and this is what happened.
Indians in South Africa are taking a stand. Just one day before South Africa celebrates Human Rights Day, they marched to the Indian consulate office in Durban to protest against the atrocities against Tamils in Sri Lanka. With Sri Lankan flags and placards in hand, close to 300 people showed their support for those who have lost their lives under strict rule in Sri Lanka. They stood side by side as they chanted slogans urging India and South Africa to intervene.
India, stop supplying arms to Sri Lanka! India, stop supplying arms to Sri Lanka!
Sangam Jodia, secretary of the Tamil Coordinating Committee, said she is married to a Sri Lankan and has experienced the pain many Tamil Sri Lankans feel personally.
There was a situation last year in Batticaloa about 2 years ago where one of his aunts had been abducted and she was questioned and badly beaten. That had happened. Thank God there were some people who managed to save her, and it took a couple of weeks. But when I went a year after the incident, I could still see the scars on her back.
She went on to say that the violence is particularly harsh against women and children.
And a lot of them complain about friends, family that have been exposed to rape, girls having to run away from home for fear of being captured. You have these white vans going around and their children leave home and then they don't come back.
Organizers of the march were pleased with the turnout, with some of the protesters saying that the numbers speak for themselves.
Well, we want to show everybody, we want to show the Indian Consul General that we support the Tamils in Sri Lanka. And look, if you look at the crowd here, I mean, I think it is big enough to prove to them that we are behind the Tamil people.
At the march, the Tamil Coordinating Committee handed a memorandum to the chairperson of the South African Human Rights Commission, Jody Collison.
The Tamil Coordinating Committee in South Africa has asked me to come and receive a memorandum which they've prepared, highlighting their concerns and the concerns of the South African Tamil community with regard to what is happening in Sri Lanka.
The deafening silence from the Indian consulate was felt, and some say this is indicative of the Indian government's stance on the matter.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to hand over a memorandum to the Indian government, and I want you to make special note of this. The subcontinent of India has a very large Tamil population. The Indian government today is demonstrating its contempt for the Tamils by not accepting a visible demonstration to us, the contempt in which they hold the Tamil people.
Collison was also taken aback by the consulate's lack of presence.
My own sense is that this is a peaceful demonstration. No one here is armed, no one is aggressive, and no one has been threatening. It's a demonstration that South African law recognizes. And people haven't demonstrated any hostility towards India either. They've simply said, please use your power and use your influence to find solutions and stop supporting the killing of people. So I think the right thing would have been for someone to have at least said, we may not necessarily agree with you, but we'll receive your document and we'll consider it.
With or without a representative of the Indian government, the protesters here remained positive and stood united in their quest for peace and stability in Sri Lanka.
That was a report by producer of The Morning Show, Lois Ludley. Let's hope that change is swift in Sri Lanka. Certainly huge concerns there, especially when you talk about the supply of arms and what had transpired yesterday in the reception that the protesters or the people that were peacefully protesting and making a statement and the way they were received.